Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The First Amendment prohibits the government from establishing a religion. Do you think the government is establishing a religion when school children recite the Pledge of Allegiance or when a copy of the Ten Commandments is posted in a courthouse or park? Most Americans would say no to that question, but unfortunately, some judges say yes. Some judges have held the Pledge of Allegiance and the Ten Commandments unconstitutional just because they mention the name of God. Congress passed the text of the Pledge of Allegiance a half century ago, and Ten Commandments monuments and plaques have been posted in public places for several centuries. So why are judges suddenly declaring these things a violation of the First Amendment, which has been in effect since 1791? You need to know how the judges, whom we call activist or supremacist, are taking away your religious liberty to acknowledge God in any public place, such as a school or courthouse. And more important, you need to know what we the people can do about it through our elected representatives, the Congress. That's why I hope you will join a study group on judicial reform. My new book, called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It, is the perfect source book for your study group because it is easy for non-lawyers to read and it presents a plan of action to deal with the problem of judges who have overstepped their authority. The Supreme Court's curious hostility to religion is the phenomenon of our lifetime. The Founding Fathers believed that religion is fundamental to good government. We cannot let the atheists rewrite American history and expunge our noble religious heritage. It's up to grassroots Americans to get Congress to call a halt to the judges' attempt to remove all references to religion from public life. That's why I hope you will form a local study group on judicial reform so you can discuss these issues and then take the necessary action to protect our right to acknowledge God.
You can be part of a grassroots campaign to stop the mistakes of activist judges. Contact Eagle Forum and say, "Yes, I will start a study group on judicial reform." We'll send you a study guide and a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges if you send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allan. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons had brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allan takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allan.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says, until you walk a mile in another man's shoes, it's not officially stealing. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Over the years, and we've discussed property rights time and time and time again. I've been doing it ever since I've been on the air. And over the years, I've had quite a few people call. In fact, several have called the show, and we have even discussed the some of the court cases whereby a property owner has wanting to sue because they won't let me put a flag up on the 4th of July because I belong to a homeowners association. And I've thought over the years, why would anybody ever sign one of those documents in a homeowners association? Now, being the redneck, hypocritical, sarcastic, egotistical kind of a guy that I am, and have always lived out in the sticks, we could do what we wanted to when we wanted to with our property. For most of my life, literally, we were at least a half a mile, much of the time, three quarters of a mile off of a main road. So we had a big front yard. People couldn't even see our house except through binoculars. So we didn't have a problem with some of these things. But I'd get calls like, hey, it's 4th of July. I want to fly a flag and now they won't let me do it. Or, I have some puppies I want to sell. I had a sign out in the yard, and they made me take my sign down. I don't know much about homeowners associations, but apparently one in six Americans live in one of these homeowners associations. They tell us that in 270,000 different areas, they have mandatory membership where common ownership developments and these things. Anyhow, home buyers should understand that an association was never intended to benefit the home buyer. They're intended to benefit the government, the builders, the developers, and the people that service the homeowners associations. I have with me today Shu Bartholomew. And she is a property rights individual and knows a lot about homeowners associations. And Sue, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Derry. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. I got in touch with Shu because, and I'm pronouncing that right, am I not?
Yeah, it is Shu. But that's okay. I've been called worse things.
For our listener's sake, she spells her first name S-H-U and pronounces it like shoe on your foot, right?
That's right. It's Sue with an H.
Sue with an H. Okay. Sue with an H. Okay. Anyway, I read your article in Tom DeWeese's report, which really was an eye-opener to me. I didn't realize that so many of these associations really exist, and to the extent that they control the homeowners' actions. Give us some examples of what goes on here.
Oh, everything. I mean, everything is controlled, and it depends on the age of the association. The older ones have fewer restrictions in them, but the newer ones, I mean, my goodness, especially if you're in a condominium, I mean, some of them even decide whether you can, I mean, some of them even have rules like you may not wear hair rollers in the hallways.
Or you may not wear. In your own hallway?
Yeah, because, you know, you may have a buyer, a potential buyer walking down there, and they don't want to see someone dressed like that. It might devalue property values, you see. But if you live in a single family home, or if you live in a townhouse or something, a little, you know, where you have, actually have some land and some property ownership, I mean, the rules can be just absurd to the number of rose bushes you can have, to the height of your shrubs, to the color of your front door, to the size and color of the numbers on your house. I mean, all of this is regulated to death. In some cases, it's the color of the blinds in the window, whether it's the right shade of white, the color of your roof, the kind of roof you have. I mean, everything, every little thing. Whether your garage door is open for more than 7 minutes. You know,
you know, my son, we were talking about this, and he lives in York, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he works in Rock Hill, South Carolina. In one of those towns, he told me that you couldn't leave the garage door up over 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are things that started with associations. Some of the towns are adopting all of this stuff, but generally speaking, it's the association that has these idiotic rules.
Well, apparently, excuse me, but apparently that was an association in one of those towns. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got too many oil drops on your driveway. You know, the stories are incredible. I mean, the stories just get really ridiculous. But that's only symptomatic, I think, of something deeper that's going on here. Just, you know what really scares me, Derry?
What frightens you?
Just think of all the kids. I mean, we're looking at the second generation of buyers, home buyers coming in. And these are people who grew up in associations. And their kids are growing up in associations. They're watching their parents come home, terrified of coming home. They believe that it's normal to live in a house where someone else decides whether your rose bushes are the right color of red, whether your flower pot is cracked or not, whether you've washed your front door properly or not, whether your door numbers are okay, how long your garage door's been open, whether your kids' bikes have been out in the front yard too long. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. But just think, you're training these kids to grow up believing that this is normal behavior. How easy is it going to be to control them later on in other areas of their life?
Yeah, they have no idea what freedom is all about. Let's take a break, Sue. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. 4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned, visiting today with Shu Bartholomew. She knows a lot about homeowners associations. You can get her on the web on thecommons.com. That's your website, right,
Sue? That's right, onthecommons.com.
And going into the commercial break, we were discussing the fact that... I had no idea that we have as many people. You said one in six Americans live in these membership homeowners associations, right?
That was the estimate a few years ago, and I think it's still about probably a little bit more than that now. But what you have is it's something that's growing exponentially, and the reason it's growing is because many jurisdictions are mandating them. And so you have especially large areas and even in the country. I mean, York, Pennsylvania, for instance, everybody thinks of York, Pennsylvania as Amish country. York, Pennsylvania has got a mandate. If you build anything in there, it's got to be part of an association.
Really?
And even small towns. Yes, because they've discovered what a fabulous tool this is. It's a great way to tax you and still not provide you with anything. So it means the citizens are being double taxed, they're being controlled to death, and associations have enormous powers. And so a lot of people, you know, I talk to people and they say, oh, they must have done something to deserve it. Well, they agreed, you see. They wanted to move into one of these things. Well, the truth of the matter is that most people have very few options left anymore. I mean, that used to be a valid argument 30 years ago, maybe, but not anymore, because more and more places, more and more areas are tearing down existing older subdivisions, you know, the ones that were built in the 60s and 70s was on a quarter acre.
Yeah, I call that
lot.
New.
Yeah, and they're being wiped off the face of the earth, and they're being replaced with high-density townhouses, condominiums, zero lots, you know, it just increasing the density. They're calling it pedestrian-friendly. They're calling it new urbanism. But every one of them comes complete with a homeowners association and a set of rules and regulations the size, the thickness of a phone book of a, you know, a large city.
You mentioned that people don't have any. See, I said, well, I would never sign a lease like, not a lease, but an agreement like that. But you're telling me that in York, Pennsylvania, you cannot deal... Is York a county or a city?
York is a county, and it's where you get a lot of the Amish, you
right,
know, with...
Right. I can't believe those Amish are going to go along with that.
Well, the Amish are sort of pacifists, and they have their land, and they're kind of pretty much out of it. But even the county a few years ago came up with a mandate. And they say that if developers go in and they're going to build anything, they've got to provide an association. And, you know, you can drive all over the country, Derry, and you drive through these little towns, and you can see the subdivisions. I mean, they've got these fancy monuments at the entrances. They've got gates, and every house looks exactly the same as every other house. They're all pristine. They're all, you know.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
And we have returned. Sure, you, in your article on Tom DeWeese's report, you mentioned that these gated subdivisions, they put out these glossy ads promoting carefree living, protected, enhanced property values, make it sound great and wonderful.
It does sound wonderful, doesn't it? How many? Yeah, but you have to read this fine print on those.
Do you think people just do that blindfolded? Do they just walk in there and say, hey, sign here and we do it? Or do they read the fine print?
They don't, Derry, because you know what? They go into their realtors and they say, we're looking for a 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 2-bedroom, whatever it is they're looking for, and here's our price range. And when you go and look at houses, you it's an emotional decision. It's in the right area. It's in the right neighborhood. It's got a great view. It's got a wonderful floor plan. You know, whatever reason, you buy emotionally. And once you buy, most states now have disclosure laws. And so once you sign on the dotted line, you're supposed to be given a disclosure package that tells you all about the association. And once you've got that, you've got, most states also give you a way out. You've got a few hours to read it and to decide that this is not what you want to live by. But the fact is that people are too busy. They're looking for curtains. They're applying for mortgages. They're, you know, removing other contingencies. They're getting house inspections and so on and so forth, finding schools, getting to know the neighborhood, that they don't have time to read and understand. And they don't realize what they're reading, even if they do. Very few people look at this and say, oh, I don't think I could, you know, I don't think I could handle this. The fact is that on the surface, a lot of this doesn't sound so bad. They do not realize the powers that associations have, and they do not realize what little tiny things can just trigger something major and what it ultimately will cost them. And, in fact, there's nothing carefree about it. You've got to be ever vigilant. You've got to know what's going on because your house is at stake. I mean, that's what you're risking when you move into one of these associations. It's
okay,
your house.
You mentioned the powers that they have, and according to your article, hey, if you don't do something right, they can just foreclose on you.
Yes. Yes, they can. What associations have been given is the power to adopt rules and regulations. So they can come up with something that says you cannot stand you cannot walk on cracks on the sidewalk. I mean, this is really ridiculous, but just something silly. And if they decide they don't, hey, I don't like Derry. He's got a radio show. He's a big mouth. He'll be out there telling everyone what we're doing in the association. So let's get rid of Derry. So they'll come up with some rule that they see you as violating. Then they'll send you a notice and say you have broken one of the rules. And, you know, there's a $100 fine. And if you don't pay it, then they'll foreclose to collect that fine. Some states have said, hey, wait a minute, you know, when we gave you the right to foreclose to collect money owed the association, we did not mean fine, so they've taken that away. What they're doing is, now they're getting around it, is if you send in the fine, which, by the way, two states have found to be unconstitutional, and that's a different, you know, we can get into that if you like. But what they do is they'll take the fine, or they'll apply you don't know about the fine, they'll apply your assessment to the fine, and then you still owe on the assessment. So then they say, oh, look, you've got, you know, you owe so much on your assessment, and now we're going to foreclose. They'll generate letters from the attorney. The interest and penalties just keep adding up. And before you know it, a couple of bucks escalates into several $1,000s, and they'll sell your $350,000 house on the courthouse steps for $10,000 just to get rid of you. And they have the power to do that. So that's why I say there's nothing carefree about carefree living in an association. You've got to be ever vigilant. You've got to be out there. You've got to know what the board's doing. You've got to attend meetings. You've got to ask questions. You've got to look at the books and records. And that, therein lies another problem. They don't want you to see the books and records. They don't want you to know what they're doing. And so you may have to go to court. And if you do go to court, even though it's violating the law, it becomes a civil matter because it's a contractual relationship there. They've got you coming and going.
Now, you mentioned you mentioned the powers that they have, and you keep saying they have. Who are they?
Associations.
All right, but who is the association?
The association, when I say the associations, who I mean is the board of directors of the association.
Are they homeowners too?
They are homeowners too, but they generally hire professional managers, and they all have an industry attorney. These attorneys work for the association. They represent the association, and they'll tell you they're not there to represent the homeowners. They're there to represent the interests of the association. So if you're a troublemaker homeowner, and they decide that, you know, you're not in the best interest of the association, that gives them carte blanche. They're off and running.
We're off and running also. I hear music in the background. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and we're discussing property rights as far as homeowners that have signed an agreement with homeowners associations are concerned. We'll be right back.
This is the Sherry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold extended its gains on Wednesday with news of a widening U.S. trade gap, higher oil prices, Iran's nuclear research dispute, terrorist attacks in India, and the Hezbollah-Israeli tensions. Gold closed in New York up $8.50 to $649.50 an ounce. Silver closed up 2 cents to $11.51 an ounce. Big money is moving back into gold, says Dow Theory Letters Richard Russell. Read more at SwissAmerica.com. And now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Discover why gold rules.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow, calf, pair, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday, July the 15th. Now, Wendell's expecting up to 600 head, including one complete dispersal of 125 fancy black and black, baldy, and red white faced cows. Now, they're bred to calve this fall. Edward Farms is losing the pasture these cows have been running on. He'll be selling all of them, mostly 3 to 7 year olds bred to registered Angus bulls. Then Broken Heart Ranch will be in with a 50 head string of black and black baldies. They have 200 to 300 pound calves, but their sides. Kissinger Farm will be offering 110 head. They have calves on the ground as well. Tompkins Farms will be in with 75 head of fall calvers. Ben Noble will be selling 50 head cows bred to Angus and Charley bulls to calve this fall. And Lee Wood will be selling about a 30 head string of fall calvers. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments we have for this special cow, cow-calf sale and bred heifer sale that will be coming up this Saturday, July the 15th at the Milan Missouri Livestock Auction.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, when confronted by a difficult problem, you can solve it more easily by reducing it to the question, how would the Lone Ranger have handled this? Jerry Brownfield!
And we have returned, talking about homeowners associations. We have several callers. I'll get to the phones just as quickly as we can. I was going to ask Shu, though, how do bankers look at loaning money? Does the fact that they're tied up in this association create any problem when you go to mortgage a piece of property?
No, actually, the bankers like it. I think HUD also likes it. They've got a special rider, Housing and Urban Development. This is something that was kind of sanctioned by the federal government. The bankers like it. They believe that by having these strict rules that their property or, you know, their interests in the property are going to be protected. what happens when they get foreclosed on, you know, the homeowner is still on the hook for the mortgage.
Right, but...
And they don't have the house, and the house has been sold.
All right, but when the bank has to take that foreclosed house...
The bank doesn't have to. I mean, yeah, I don't know what happens.
They do if they can't resell it.
I know. But they're doing it.
Okay.
They're doing it. It is a mess, and you know we're finding there's more and more stuff that's going on now, and especially places like Florida where you have all the problems with the hurricanes and the damages and so on. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as these things unfold.
Okay, let's go to the telephones.
All right.
Sam in Texas. Hi, Sam. You're on the air. Hello, Sam.
Yes, sir. It's nice to be on the show. And I listen to you all the time. I was just going to mention to you that the homeowner associations around here, some of them will tell you what kind of breed of animals to have. You know, and I just purchased a house and just moved in, and I made sure that I did not have anything like that in my homeowner association. And Shu is right. All the houses that we looked at, and we looked at a few hundred of them, about 98% of them were all in homeowner associations. And the ones that weren't, you wouldn't want to live there anyways.
Are you in a homeowner's association then, Sam?
Yes, sir, I sure am. And but I was going to follow that up with Texas state law protects people that own homes by saying that homeowner's associations can't tell you what kind of breed of dogs to have. Now, Shu, what do you think about that? I mean, can they do that? Is it protected?
No, I don't believe it is protected. You've got a lot going on, especially, I don't know what part of Texas you're in.
Austin.
There's a big group of people that are very active in the Houston area. There's a tremendous amount of stuff going on. And Dairy If I Might, there's a website, hoadata.org. Unfortunately, it has not been updated, but if you look at that website, it tells you the foreclosures by associations in Harris County for a period of 1 year, and that's only... I don't think that includes condominiums. I think that's just homeowner associations. And these are some of the, you know, there's some real eye-opening information on that website. And that's what's happening in Texas. Texas is going to be coming back next year, I think, with some proposed legislation. I know that there's a group of activists in Texas that are trying to get some sensible common sense.
Yeah, they're actually trying to help us out a little bit, I think, over here.
Yeah, but the thing is, Sam, you're going to have to get involved and help them out as well, because what happens is homeowners get upset. They get, you know, they find themselves at odds with their association, and they'll find a group or they'll find a legislator, and then the legislator finds themselves, or one or two homeowners find themselves standing there trying to speak for everybody in the state, and there's no one backing them up. The industry comes with the dog and pony show, and they've got a lot more people there. So if you're going to get involved, make a commitment, stay involved, show up, and support your legislators and support your fellow activists.
You know, we've brought this up time and time again, Shu. When you realize if there's a big problem, you have to get the documents to prove it, first of all, and then don't try to do it alone. If you're going to the school board, if you're going to the city council, it doesn't make any difference. Two or three people don't have much of effect. 200 or 300 opens their eyes. So you have to get a lot of folks behind you and do it all at once and make the push, because school boards, for example, you're the only parent that ever complained about this. They say that all the time.
Oh, they do that in associations. You're
That's
the only
what I'm
one.
Saying.
You know, they try to isolate, to divide and conquer.
Sure, sure. So you want to be prepared. You want to have all your documents together.
Absolutely.
And you have to have enough people there with enough moxie to, you know, behave properly and make quite an impression on the folks. But, hey, Sam, appreciate your call.
Sam,
if
you're
on the show, sir. Thank you.
Sam,
what was he saying?
And Sam, if you'll send me an email, go to my website on thecommons.com, send me an email. I'll put you in touch with the other guys in Texas.
What is your email, Shu?
Shu1, S-H-U, the numeral 1, at cox.net.
Shu1 at, I didn't get the last part.
Cox, C-O-X.
At cox.net.
Texas@Texas.net, or you can go to my website. But I'll put you in touch with the folks at Texas. They're going to need all the help they can get.
Okay.
Shu, do you spell one, or is it just the number one?
It's just the number one.
Number one, okay.
Yeah, or you can go through my website and just click on send an email.
And it is SHU, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Frank in West Virginia. Hi, Frank.
Hello. How are you doing, Derry?
All right.
Good to talk to you, Shu. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Something curious came up when you had mentioned that these people are double taxed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what comes to mind is that, from what I understand in the legal environment, is you can have two parties that can agree at something, two private parties,
mm-hmm.
and they can come up with the most ridiculous terms, whatever they may be.
That's right.
And still they have to honor it if there's a written contract. Now,
right.
Now, I was wondering, what is the jurisdiction of the government? In which part of the government? Is it the county, state, local government that has jurisdiction in order to gain another tax, and to in what regulations are involved in this private agreement, if it is a true private agreement?
Well, a private agreement is when you can sit down and sort of come to an agreement where both parties agree to the terms of the contract. You cannot talk about this contract. You cannot make changes. You cannot have a meeting of the minds. It's what's known as a contract of adhesion. You take it or you leave it. It's like buying insurance. You don't say, well, yeah, I want this and I want that and I won't agree to this. This is the policy. You either buy it or you don't buy it. Mm-hmm. If you buy this house, it comes with this association here, the documents. No arguments, no back and forth. It's not a true contract in the sense that there has been no meeting of the minds.
I see.
But yes, you're right. It does come under the contractual relationship. Now, in terms of who gets the taxes, well, I think everybody kind of benefits from this, Frank, because it's your local municipal government, whatever government is going to be providing you with the things that traditionally your taxes pay for. For instance, streets, street lights, snow removal, trash removal, any of those amenities. You're still paying for the taxes. You're still paying that through your local municipal government, but they're not providing you with all of that. And then you pay your assessments to your association. The association will then take care of a lot of these other things. Now, your taxes also provide you with police service. They provide you with, supposedly provide you with all of these other protections and amenities. But the rules seem to change once you're in an association. All of a sudden, you're on private property. The police don't want to come on the private property. You now have to hire an attorney and go to court and sue in a civil court to try and get some remedy. That if you, same thing happened, say, in a 7-Eleven, the rules would be totally different. Also, the states benefit as well. The states regulate them. In most states, they do have laws that regulate associations. And the federal government also. I mean, they mandate them to a certain extent. They sort of oversee them through the finances, through the mortgage, through HUD and all of these other programs out there. So, it's a huge thing. When you look at it, you buy a house and you think, oh, great, there's a gate. I'm going to be protected. Nobody's going to come and get me. And, start digging. Read the fine print. Start looking. Ask questions. I mean, not everything is the way it seems.
Frank, appreciate the call. We're going to take another break.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, good morning there. What Shu has been describing for the past 50 minutes is the end result of sustainable development and smart growth. And it's also being accomplished in the rural areas by on unsuspecting people by FEMA through the flood insurance plan that they have and hazard mitigation, they're calling it. The grant pushers come in and sell the county commissions on taking out this flood insurance, and then they're blackmailed into signing into the hazard mitigation plans. And all this that she has described will be an end result of FEMA taking over county areas, and they have this push going on all over the country, and they're really pushing hard. But I haven't, unless I missed part of the show, I haven't heard her mention sustainable development, but she's described the end result of it down to a T.
Yeah, sustainable development is, it's one of the other words that's used. The pretty language for sustainable development is new urbanism, which evokes sort of the type of community that Derry was describing in his, in his home, also pedestrian friendly. All of this is part of sustainable development. You're absolutely right, Wanda. You're absolutely right. And that's why I said start digging. Go a little bit deeper. Don't stay with the glossy ads and the pretty pictures. Find out exactly what's happening. Do your homework.
Well, when you find your community involved in this, and if you hear the word smart growth, you need to go to the meetings and start fighting.
Well, it doesn't even have to be smart growth. I got a call the other day from someone who said, I called you 3 years ago. I told you that I was looking for a house, that I bought a house. I told my agent I do not want an association. We bought a house, and then we were given a disclosure package. What should I do? And well, they happened to be in Virginia. I said, run. You know, don't buy it. Well, the other day he called me back, and he says, should have listened to you, because we went ahead and bought the house because it said it was, you know, it was an older development. There was an association. The association was dormant. And now some people want to revive it and bring it back. But you see, once the documents are there, they run with the land. And so it doesn't matter. It's not just the new urbanism or the pedestrian friendly or the increased density neighborhoods, the high density neighborhoods that have associations. You can go back 40 years, 30 years, and find some older developments that also have the governing documents. And it's, you know, somebody can revive it. They're even coming in where documents don't exist and scaring people and saying, oh, we want a homeowners association. It's going to protect your property value.
Okay, thanks for the call, Wanda. We'll be right back. This is the final commercial of the hour, and we'll be in the home stretch. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org. Are in the home stretch. Let's go to JP in New Mexico. Hi, JP.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're great.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happened down here. I don't know if it's been national news. About 3 weeks ago, we got hit with flood so bad that the disaster was terrible. Well, FEMA came in this week, and they're only putting people up for 30 days, and they're giving them 30 days to get their houses livable. I mean, that's ridiculous, or they will not be covered.
Not be covered with what, flood insurance?
Yes, right. And FEMA will not pay for any of it if they cannot get their houses livable within 30 days. What are people supposed to do, take off work for 30 days and get their houses livable? You know, it's just not right. And a lot of the insurance here, a lot of the insurance companies told people here, we're not in a flood area. Well, guess what? Nobody had flood insurance.
I was going to say, I've been, you're in Alamogordo, are you not?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been to Alamogordo many times, and, you know, to me, I just couldn't believe that you had a flood. But,
I know. I mean, cars were washing away.
Yeah.
It was that bad.
It made national news.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And now with everybody scrambling to try and find money to get flood control here, and I said, man, we should have been thinking of this a long time ago. And then we have these droughts, you know, and a severe drought. Why aren't we catching this water and million-gallon tanks on the side of these culverts and stuff? And, you know, we use that as a whole separate system. I think the whole nation is going to have to do that real soon and stop using clean drinking water, put water in our flowers and our vegetables and stuff, and start using the flood waters, you know.
Okay.
All righty. Thank
you. Hey, JP, thanks for the call.
You bet.
Now, going into the commercial break, Shu,
yeah.
You were talking about how they can come back, and I think you said that this association had disbanded, it was dormant, it didn't do anything, and came back. And I'm, being an old fogey like I am, I wouldn't want to buy any property without an abstract of title to it, with a title abstract. The mortgage holders today, they say, oh, you don't need that. Just get title insurance. Well, if people had that abstract of title, they would see that that homeowners association was involved in this thing.
Well, he knew about it because he did get the abstract, and he did, you know, he did get the title, and he knew the association was there, and he was very upset. That's when he called me 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And said, what should I do? I said, well, according to Virginia law, because he was in Virginia, according to Virginia law, you can back out of that. You don't have to proceed with the sale. He said he was told. He said, I should have listened to you, but he said, we looked into it, we liked the house, you know, we'd sold the other house, we were packed up, we were ready to move, and this is it, you know, I told you, it's an emotional buy, it's an emotional sale, it's an emotional purchase when you buy a house, and he said, we were assured that the association was dormant. And now they're bringing it back. And the reason they're bringing it back is because there's some common property and nobody's maintained it, and it's going to need some very expensive maintenance done on it. So they want to resurrect the association so they can assess everyone so that they can then go ahead and take care of the maintenance. And see, this is where people need to know what they're getting into. They need to understand exactly what they're signing away.
Okay, now you are a member of an association, and you also serve on one of the boards, right?
No, not currently, but I have, yes.
Okay, did being on the board give you any insight to what's happening?
Absolutely. That's when I started. I mean, I was on the board almost 20 years ago, and that's when I realized and started to understand exactly what this thing was all about. I mean, it wasn't about so much that your garage door was left open for 7 minutes instead of the 6.5 that's allowed. It wasn't so much that, you know, you had 3 rose bushes instead of the 2, or that your shades were...
We're about out of time, Shu.
I'm sorry. The wrong shade of white. But this, there was a whole bigger issue down here. And again, it's not something we're going to do in a soundbite. But people need to understand. They need to look into it, and they need to understand what they're getting into and what they...
Okay. And now it's time for me to say nay. Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. And Happy Trails is going to usher us off the air. Thank you.
Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.